Our next guest, fully aware of Mr. Steyer and what he's up to, Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty, on the line with us. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad to have you here. You know, me personally, I would eliminate donations of all political races to $25. I don't care if you're an individual or a corporation. No, there's a reason for that. It'll never happen, but there's a reason for that. The best person to be president in this country is probably some farmer in northern Michigan that we will never hear of because they don't have, you know, we just had a congressman make it through the primary spending $4 million of his own money here in Michigan. I don't like that at all. What do you think?
It's funny. I come at it slightly differently than you, and I've been really exploring the idea of how to get more of these voices involved in politics. The problem is the more you restrict those donations, right, because you can't restrict what somebody spends on their own race. So the more you restrict donations, unfortunately, what we've seen is the more you have these situations where self-finance candidates are in there. If you want the farmer from the Midwest to be able to run, then I think you actually do need to increase the donation amounts and let more money in politics, provided that when it's the right electioneering, you know where the money is coming from.
But we don't know where the money's coming from, and increasing the money in politics is silly. I believe that's just silly because the farmer in Midwest doesn't have any way or the mechanism to gather that kind of money, nor the time.
I disagree with you there, but they're sort of getting away from the point here, which is, you know, somebody like Tom Steyer, who represents the very worst in politics because he is not just dropping huge amounts of cash. But it's where he's getting his money as well, which is this perpetuated cycle of cronyism. Say what you will about the Koch brothers. I mean, yes, they did inherit their money from their dad.
I don't care where their money came from, but Andrew, here's the problem. Here's the problem, and you can disagree with me, but you're entitled to be wrong, and I don't have a problem with that. It's America. But here's the deal. The problem with Tom Steyer or the Koch brothers or whomever is it's unrestrained spending, and it's not right for a person to spend $4 million on their own candidacy either. I don't agree with that sort of approach, whether they inherited it or earned it themselves. It's not proper, because what in effect happened here in Michigan, two congressional seats went up for auction, and they were both sold here recently, and they were both purchased. And they're purchased by Republicans, who I generally align myself with more than Democrats, quite clearly. I'm very much right of center, but I don't like it one bit, and I'm going to disagree with you. This whole thing, we should have more spending in politics, that's lunacy.
Well, I will tell you that the only way that you get the sort of quasi-libertarian or conservative-libertarian ideas into the marketplace is by spending the money that you need to spend to get that information out there. The fact is that it costs money to actually get ideas out into the public. And so organizations, for instance, like the Heritage Foundation or the Cato Institute or the Reason Foundation, the only way that they can get their money out there, their ideas out there, is if folks spend money in order to do it.
And that part's fine.
You've
confused the argument here. I'm just saying the candidates shouldn't be able to take more than $25 from themselves or anybody else. Ideas, Americans for Prosperity, whatever you want to put out there, they've got plenty of money. Put on, you know, public information commercials, public service announcements.
How is candidate speech different than organizational speech?
Well, like I just told you, I don't think that positions in the Congress should be up for auction. And in fact, that's what's happening.
I'm inclined to agree that the problem, of course, is that running campaigns cost money. And so in the end, you know, if you can limit it all you want, the problem is that you're bumping up against the very real reality of campaigning, which is that you need to pay staff, you need to pay for printed materials, you need to pay for access to the airwaves, you need to pay for access to television time. So all of those things cost money. And yes, listen, I am rightly astounded that the next presidential race, the 2016 presidential race, is going to cost several billion dollars.
And that's offensive. And here's the thing, Andrew, hold on. And we're with Andrew Langer. And I don't disagree with you on several things, but let me explain something to you. You just said, we got to have this, we got to have this, we got to... No, you sound like a Democrat working in Washington, spending my tax money. Well, we got to have flyers, we got to have airtime. No, we don't have to have all that. You know what you have to have? A motor vehicle, a tank of gas, and your right hand. Go out and shake some hands, meet some people, talk about your ideas, and if they're worth a damn, the local news media will pick it up and talk about it. That's the way the system should work. Okay. I mean, seriously. You sit there and tell me we need this. I don't agree with you on that. I don't.
Steve, we have a nation of 300 million people. We have a vast expanse of territory. And so while I would love the idea of a candidate simply being able to go out and press the flesh and shake hands and knock doors, all of which is essential to campaigning at all levels, the reality is that it does take it does take materials, and this is not some Democrats talking about tax and spend. This is someone who has worked in campaigns and seen the reality of it. That there are materials that go along with this, and that costs money, and staff costs money. But in any case, this gets us away from the point here, which is you have a guy named Tom Steyer who has taken millions of dollars from the federal government, has had millions of dollars in federal money steered to him directly that he can then turn around and plug into the Democratic political machine. That is a dangerous prospect. And that's why I wanted to come on today and talk about this.
Now,
the problem there is, and one of the main issues there is, it's not the outside of it, which is where he steers his cash to. Well, that is a problem.
No, hold on, Andrew. Hold on right there. Hold on.
Go ahead.
I want to hold you through the break here because I want you to give me two more minutes on time. I don't like Tom Steyer, what he's doing. And that emphasizes, I think, my point of view. Too much money, and I think he's corrupt. Welcome back to the program. On the line, Andrew Langer, the president of the Institute for Liberty, talking about Tom Steyer and his spending of maybe $50 million or more, inappropriate amounts of money, to, as far as I'm concerned, buying elections and the amount of money involved. And Andrew, you can pick it up from there about Tom Steyer and how his inappropriate donations from Washington have been turned around, and he kind of brings the money full circle time and again.
Well, I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, his entities have received tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government over the years. Nancy Pelosi steering tens of millions of dollars herself to various Steyer investments or projects benefiting Steyer's investments. And to me, what it underscores is really the opening of the pipe. You know, how Steyer spends his money is one thing, and how he gets involved in politics is one thing. But I think this underscores that there is this really terrible circle of life here in which the Democrats are directly benefiting, or politicians, you know, something, let's call it the cronies in Washington, benefiting directly from, we dealt with this in the mid-90s, and then again in the 2000s, this issue of earmarks and how it creates corruption in Washington. To me, it underscores not the changes in the campaign finance laws, but it underscores that we need to radically, once again, change the appropriations process, and it shows how the government spending huge amounts of money benefiting individuals ultimately comes back and benefits politicians, and that needs to change.
Well, what needs to change, really, but we can't control this either. If, you know, Congress wasn't made up 90% of lawyers, that might help us a bit, too. Some equal representation of business and philosophy and doctors, that'd be nice, but that's not going to happen either. Andrew, I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Well, just if folks can come and check us out, we're at ichooseliberty.org. You can find me on Twitter at Andrew_Langer or at ichooseliberty. And I want to thank you, Steve, for having me on today.
Andrew, let's arm wrestle again sometime soon.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Thank you. Andrew Langer here on the Steve Gerber Show.